Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. And again, I want to thank our hosts. They do a great job every quarter for us, the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. We want to excuse Mark Furman, who is my co-host. He's off. He had to get on the line and work on a litigation, which is always a priority, put clients first. So, but our next guest, somebody that Radio Entrepreneurs has a long history with, and that is George Chateauneuf, president now of C-Suite Events, and also the leader for the Family Business Association, who puts on the Family Business Association Award. Welcome, George.
Ah, thank you very much, Jeffrey. I appreciate being here and being asked in to contribute.
Thank you. So tell us about C-Suite Events.
So obviously this is entrepreneurs. So I started my own business just 9 months ago. I was working for another company in that capacity, helping to run the Family Business Association. And I took the FBA with me, as it were, as my first client for a new business. So this is a company that focuses on events, production of conferences and trade shows for professionals. No geographic boundaries. I have primarily clients in the financial industry right now, so trade associations for credit unions and banks. And I help them produce conferences and trade shows from soup to nuts, finding speakers, sales, marketing, logistics, building websites and designs, pretty much everything. So part of what I was doing before, but now, as the story goes for many people starting their own business, take something that you were doing at your previous company, strike out on your own, and do it for yourself. And that's exactly what I've done.
Well, you know, so you made the big transition. You took the blue pill, as we tell people about the Matrix.
Yep.
You're a few months in. What's the emotional experience, the emotional transition like being an entrepreneur? Because I know it's very different.
It is. Luckily for me, I worked at a company prior to this where, first of all, it was very entrepreneurial in spirit, and I was given a lot of leeway there. I was running a division, and it was basically similar to running a company. I reported to the president, and he dealt with one half of the company, and I sort of ran the other half. So in essence, I had been, although with oversight and whatnot, I had been running a business for years. So that transition, luckily for me, wasn't that difficult. I was accustomed to being in charge, so to speak. I was accustomed to having decision-making over the large and the small, and the logistics and the day-to-day, as well as the big picture. So that transition wasn't that hard or shocking for me. I am working from home, though, instead of an office downtown, and most people that start a new business and go that route will tell you that's probably as big of an adjustment as anything.
Geez, I fought to get rid of my office so that I could build a home office.
Yeah, it has its pluses and minuses, definitely.
My dog likes it.
It's an adjustment. The dog is definitely happier, I'll tell you.
Yeah, my dog's a lot happier. I know I'm working. I look down, there he is. He's pretty loyal. But yeah, you know, but you're now signing the paycheck, not somebody else. Isn't that different?
Absolutely. Money out of my own pocket, so to speak. So, yeah, every bill, every person I hire on a contract basis or otherwise to do work, it is your own money. You're backing yourself. So it's an adjustment, but it's exciting, no doubt about it. And if you have confidence in yourself and you have a good business plan, then you go into it full bore.
So, George, I have to be a little selfish on behalf of the full team of the FBA. We voted unanimously to go with you and have you sponsor the FBA Awards, and we're pretty excited about it. We were, and we still think we are, the premier family business award in Massachusetts. So why don't you tell our listeners about what they can be expecting?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, this we're still talking about the Family Business Association. This is a nonprofit, as you know, been going for more than a decade, and with the sole purpose not of making money, but of helping family businesses, recognizing them. The origin was the Family Business Awards, purely to shine a spotlight on great family businesses, people doing the hard work out there and generating the money in the economy and working not only with, you know, their employees and their customers, but with their families, which is definitely unique. So it was a pleasure to keep working with the FBA and to be able to work with family businesses and help educate them, give them access to resources, and you know, provide an awards program for them. So we have what we now determine will be the 11th annual awards program coming up shortly. It's May 16th and 17th of this year, and it's being held at the Needham Sheraton. And we are in the process now of taking both nominations and applications. So we encourage people that work with family businesses to nominate them. If you are a any kind of partner or service provider or anyone that interacts with a family business, and you know that they're just doing a fabulous job and working hard, and they've got multiple family people there just giving it their all, giving back to the community, then you can nominate those people right on the website and say, here, you should take a look at these folks and what they're doing. And likewise, we want family businesses to apply themselves, right? So there's just a brief application form, answer some questions about what you do and how you do it, what makes you great, what makes you different. You fill that out, and we're going to have an esteemed panel of judges look at all the information about those family businesses, how they've grown, what they've done for the community, what their product and service does. And from that, we will hearken out the winners in different categories and different size of businesses. And we will bring them all together on the 16th. And we will find out who the top companies are in each category for family businesses for this year.
Great. And the application form, that's something I know Kathy, who's in the room listening to you, had her hands on for many years. It's not a difficult application, correct? You just have to download it and
exactly. You can fill it out right online. It's just a series of questions. You know, most of the people that are in the family business would be able to answer them off the top of their heads. You know, it does get a little bit into, you know, your size, number of employees, number of locations, that type of thing. So we can get a handle on what type of business we're dealing with here. But overall, nothing more than a few minutes. You're not having to call an extended full company meeting to get this application done. One person can do it in a sitting in a matter of a few minutes.
Speaking as the last awards, one of the judges, because the founders were the judges in the last one, also I would say to family businesses, don't necessarily think that you do better if you use a PR firm to fill it out. We think that most of the time we can read through that as judges, and we like that sort of homey touch, and we can feel that when it's really a genuine application.
Yeah, you definitely can. I would say it's worth it to have some discussions before filling it out to make sure you have the information you need and be able to share stories and just tell personal things about your business. That's the difference maker between a PR firm doing it or doing it yourself. It is that personal touch, the maybe an anecdote or something that has to do with the history that sounds different coming from a family member than it does from a PR firm.
And I'll also speak now as the previous MC, the retired MC. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I don't mind helping, but I don't think I'm the MC anymore. 85% of all job creation come from family businesses. People don't realize that. They cover most of the corporate tax burden in the United States, family-owned corporations.
Yeah.
And everyone told us for 11 years, this is the only event that they go to where they get to hang out with other family business owners. It's not a vertical category. It's not an industry-wide. It's really across the board, family business owners talking to each other, hanging out with each other. So we really encourage everybody to take a look at the Why don't you tell us before you go, where do you find the FBA website?
It's www.fbaedu.com, as in education, because that's part of the backbone as well of the FBA. We have the awards program on the night of the 16th, and that's followed the next day by an educational conference with keynote speakers and panels of family business people, you know, speaking about their experiences, sharing their knowledge. And that's another time where they get to, you know, interact with one another, and there's plenty of networking time, and they can share their stories about how they work with their families and how they use that energy to grow their businesses.
Great. And I look forward to seeing all our friends and the family businesses that we've seen for many years. I look forward to seeing the founders, and they're always at the awards. And never forget Ed Tarlow. He's our captain in chief forever.
Yeah.
And we look forward to seeing you, George. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I appreciate being here, and we look forward to partying and celebrating with all the family businesses in May.
Sounds great to me. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.